Preston and Steve Fun Size.
We'll all agree that Elf on the Shelf, pretty brilliant idea for whoever came up with that.
That was Einstein.
A lot of fun. I didn't know Einstein came up with Elf on the Shelf, but he's a smart guy.
He's smart.
So I totally understand that. No, so there's a new thing like that. I don't know how to put it otherwise, but it's called Peep on a Perch.
Knock it off.
I thought your response
Keep on a perch.
Might be like that.
I implore you to not purchase anything related to Peep on the Perch.
But it's the same as the Elf on the Shelf. Well, it comes with a story and, you know, the whole deal.
Oh, yeah, did yours show up already, Kev?
No, I just saw this.
Okay.
So it's a plush toy chick that can be enjoyed long before Easter Sunday. The picture book.
Sure it can.
Tells the tale of how the Peep helps the Easter Bunny every year to make a special celebration for kids around the world.
What better way to reinforce to your child that it's under constant surveillance all year long?
By the way, parents, turn off if the kids are around because
like caught my
for real.
Turn this off if the kids are around. We'll give you about 5 seconds to do that. But
I'm a chick.
Eventually, no, you're not a chick.
No, you're not.
Eventually, you get tired of having to move something every damn day.
Yep.
And if you forget, it sucks. It's
Mommy, cute. The Peep on the Perch is in the same place today. I know, it's drunk.
And by the way,
cute at first.
Yeah.
And then after a while, it just becomes a colossal pain.
I bet you for younger kids, I think you probably have to move it less when they're in college, right?
Yeah.
I still
have Peep on the Perch still in the refrigerator, Mommy.
Screw social media for getting really, really cute and inventive on where these, I'm going to talk about the elves, where the elves go every single night and, you know, just making
helpful. It gives the other elves ideas.
Actually, it does.
No, oh, I know that. I know that. But then just even moving it from one stocking to another, you forget about it. And then when I see that stuff on social media, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm the worst. I'm the absolute worst at this.
Some people are very creative.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, who does a good job? Adam Joseph. From ABC with his kids, and if they're listening, please do not. I can't imagine they would be. But you see little footprints around that they're put down all this stuff, and it's like it's adorable.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder if this is actually going to become a thing. Like, do you guys think
Peep
that
on a perch?
Do you think it's gonna
How about Christ on a cross?
No, but do you think it's going to go to elf territory?
That's what it's about. Yeah. Up there. It's Jesus Christ who was crucified.
All right. How do you take the Christ out of Easter?
Take the Christ out of Easter?
Yeah. By the way,
it's been replaced with a peep.
Which sucks,
forgive
by
them,
the way.
Father, because they don't appreciate marshmallow birds.
Yeah. I'm not going to subscribe to Peep on a Perch. Mm. We do have elves in my house. We have two elves because one elf got lost one time on his way to my house. So another elf had to show up. So now there's two.
And then
two.
The other elf got there?
And then the other elf.
And then there was a brutal fight, wasn't it?
Well, so I'm wondering this. And because my kids are at
Peep on a
perch. They're getting to an age where the Elf on the Shelf doesn't mean anything to them anymore.
Right.
So I'm wondering if
it don't impress me much.
I'm wondering if my Elf on the Shelf situation should end in a murder suicide if they just got up one morning
and there's a scene.
Yes.
Yes.
Casey. You know what you need to do?
That'd be great.
Yes.
Replace. Can you get a tiny little Chucky doll?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chucky on the shelf.
And then remove the heads.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Have some peeps with their heads cut off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, fully dismember all of them, extremities and everything.
There's a new observer. A new watcher.
So we have two elves and a dog.
You put your dog up on the shelf?
No, the dog came with the elves.
Oh.
So anyhow, this is something new. And according to the story, the peep helps decorate eggs, fills baskets, and most importantly, can see all of the acts of kindness that kids do in the days and weeks leading up to Easter.
It can also spot tumors, early tumors.
Does it smell them?
Yeah, that would
it
be
can smell them. Wow.
No, parents can perch the peep's chick in various spots around their home to watch their kids, to, quote, watch over their kids during the Lent season. So this is to make sure that they don't cheat on Lent.
So you're packed with the Lord God Almighty wasn't enough. You need to have it reinforced by a marshmallow.
Children will learn that the peep is noticing their good behavior, from practicing polite manners to helping with chores. As the story goes, the more kindness the peep sees, the happier the peep gets.
Sure. The people who make them are certainly getting happier.
And the more stuff, the more things, I guess, they will get.
Do you know
Easter
what, though?
Sunday, I don't know.
Preston, we've talked about this, and Easter has become a sort of a sub-Christmas.
It has.
With gifts.
They all have.
To me, it was always about the confections. It was always about candy in a basket, the way Christ had wanted it to be.
Right.
Specific instructions.
Well, let me ask you,
after
Kathy.
I pass and eradicate original sin, make sure you commemorate it with baskets full of candy.
Chocolate bunnies. And not the hollow
ones. Not the hollow bunnies.
The solid bunnies.
And chicken. Kathy, let me ask
you. Let Caesar render unto him his chocolate bunny.
Because this has gone beyond Easter and Christmas. Kathy, what did Jace get for Valentine's Day this year?
I did the Dunkin' Donuts Munchkins bouquet.
Did you get a present?
And a game, Monopoly. Steve, do you want to come over and play?
I would love, you know how much I love Monopoly. For Valentine's Day, I put a thing around the house called Vic in the Hot Tub, which is just a guy with a cigar.
Nice.
Wait, by the way, so I'm just looking at Peep on a Perch and at...
How much?
It's under $20. It's like 18 something, but it's pretty much the limited stock, so they're selling out.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, so Casey, besides Christmas... And Easter, which is now becoming beyond what it started as, and actual gifts are starting to be incorporated. You're hearing more of Valentine's Day?
In fact, I want to look this up because my friend...
What about tax day?
Well, that was my next question.
Accountant on the armoire?
What other holiday might start to see something like that
St. Patrick's Day?
Gifts?
Halloween?
Maybe. I don't know. You know what? Because we usually get like little... You know, gold chocolate coins.
Yeah.
For the kids.
Do you? For Valentine's Day?
They arrive. No, for St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So the obvious. All right. So Easter, Valentine's. I don't think you really have to stretch for the others to be gift based, right?
Valentine's Day is supposed to be, you know, you give your loved one something.
Well,
so
really?
It started becoming kind of.
No one loves me.
St. Patrick's Day sort of started to become a gift thing since my daughter made a leprechaun trap.
Right.
And then it was, and I still have it. It's this big box, and it says, you know, it's got a sign that says, you know, gold in here.
And what's in there? Like a gun?
It's supposed to, you're supposed to go in and never leave, I guess, and you have them, you trap them, but...
That's adorable.
But now, so you want to leave something, you know, so like some gold chocolate coins or something like that.
You know, that whole thing as a kid to help foster that fanciful perception of the world is a wonderful thing.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But to me, this peep on a perch seems a little too...
It's a money grab.
They're
like, oh, man.
It's cynical.
And it's too many days. Mm-hmm. How long is the land? 40 days?
Yeah.
You're going to move that
40
thing
days past November.
For 40 days?
No, I'm not.
You know?
No.
Listen, when the elves showed up at my house, or the elf, I should say, I was excited. You know?
Someone to talk to.
Finally! Nobody listens. it was cute and then I don't want to say it gets old. You just forget.
Elves,
you know,
never get old.
Oh, yeah. So I forgot about this. Is this legit? Mensch on a Bench, I think, is legit, right?
Yes, it is. It's been around for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
And Mensch on the Bench.
And that's for Hanukkah, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I believe so.
Yeah. Hey, so, you know, I totally forgot that Valentine's Day for the last couple of years. This year I didn't do it, but I got the kids like huge stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's kind of like the same, you know. They obviously got their chocolate. And,
did they get you anything?
No.
Don't they love you?
You would think. I hate to bring up a sore point, but where is your
payback?
Well, no, the only reason I'm saying I'm sort of outing myself because I sort of a couple of minutes ago was, you know, taking a stance against people buying gifts for their kids for Valentine's Day. But
I think I
did the same thing.
I think for kids, it's I get it. I understand. But the elf on the shelf, I think, is a clear that's a cute thing. That besides that, you want to be under surveillance. You're promoting good behavior, right?
Right. That's what you're supposed to do.
In other words, and you get kids used to being surveilled.
Yeah. So I guess the peep, not unlike the elves, will. So the elves go back every night to the North Pole.
Yeah.
And report back.
Right. So what does the peep do?
I assume he goes back to the Easter Bunny every day. And tells Jesus them whether Christ. Or not they're expecting something.
Yeah, I hate to be there for that report.
This is totally unbelievable, by the way.
I mean, none of this. I mean,
talking chickens to a talking bunny?
I was talking to an elf the other day, and I said, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah. Does the Easter Bunny officially live in the South Pole? Because I've heard conflicting reports.
No, South Pole. It's on Easter Island.
Hey, hang on.
Okay.
If you guys have seen the documentary that came out a few years ago with Santa Claus was Alec Baldwin, and the Easter Bunny, who was played by Hugh Jackman, lived in the South Pole.
Oh, that was the Guardians of...
Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
Yeah,
no, that was the
Guardians of the Guardians.
What is it?
Rise of the Guardians.
Guardians of the Rise.
Which actually was a good movie.
I loved it. I thought it was really well done. And but
that was real?
I've heard that the Easter Bunny lived in the South Pole for years, even before that Rise of the Guardians came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So you mean to tell me a regular rabbit, the way we understand rabbits,
yes,
are capable of withstanding the brutal weather and conditions of the South Pole.
Well, the reindeer do pretty well in the North Pole.
I find that hard to believe.
The Easter Bunny's magic, so he's totally different.
Didn't
the documentary Hop, wasn't he at Easter Island?
Maybe you're right.
The island that was named after the Dutch sailor who just figured because they landed on the island on Easter that's what they would name it.
They need to get their story straight, man.
I love that movie, Hop.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's,
I haven't seen it in a while, but yeah.
It
was Russell Brand as the voice of...
Is that the one with Jodie Foster where she can't speak English?
No, that's Nell.
Oh, all right.
Single word, single syllable, so I can understand why you might
How about Nell on a shelf?
What's happening today? She just sits there and babbles.
Nell scares me, Mommy.
Where are y'all going? What?
Keeps asking me, where you go away?
Also, Tata, I like.
Kids are just down there, like trembling.
I don't want to go to bed.
No, I don't want to go to bed. She keeps saying, "Nah, go away."
Yeah. Is it for a holiday or just?
And it looks just there. Just make it look exactly uncannily like Jodie Foster and Nell.
Oh,
you know, dirty
God.
With her hair mussed.
Wow.
Nell on a shelf.
All right. According to TrackEasterBunny.com.
Okay. Well, this is a legit source.
The Easter Bunny lives in a top secret location. Contrary to popular belief, the Easter Bunny does not live on Easter Island, a remote island located in the southeastern Pacific Ocean. The name Easter Island was given by Dutch explorer Jacob Roggeveen, who encountered the island on Easter Sunday, April 5th, 1720.
Where's that golf course you played? It's in... Or the resort you went to in North Carolina. Was it North Carolina?
No, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
The Greenbrier?
And they had the Greenbrier.
Yeah.
Does the Easter Bunny live in that facility that was originally for...
They have a bunker underneath the Greenbrier.
Maybe members of the Senate were supposed to go to during a nuclear...
They could get away with that.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
So the Easter Bunny lives at the Greenbrier.
Yes.
Well, okay. Sulfur, and Briar, it sounds very bunny-like.
Yeah.
White Springs, Virginia.
Yeah.
Briar Patch.
How about the Yucca Flats where they were testing, right? Isn't that where they tested the hydrogen bombs?
Where
they could it could be there. All right, I have another story.
I mean, by the way, this is all unconfirmed.
Has Disney ever done Disney's never done an Easter Bunny movie before, have they? I don't think so.
Well,
they've done lots of great stuff, but they apparently, I found this very interesting. They are once and for all after all of the company launches its upcoming streaming services, will be opening up the Disney Vault to Disney Plus, which is their streaming service.
I wonder how much this is going to cost.
Well, so at some point fairly soon after launch, Disney Plus will feature the studio's entire motion picture library, even films which have traditionally been in a vault. Mm-hmm. According to CEO Bob Iger, he announced this on Thursday at a investor meeting. The notion of the vault refers to the company's long-held marketing strategy where films are only made available for purchase on DVD and VHS for short periods of time, or used to be VHS. The television commercials for the company's films often ended with a tag encouraging users to buy the film on DVD or VHS before it goes back into the Disney vault. Remember when they would do that?
So, yeah. In 3 weeks, Bambi's being put away in a vault and will not be available again for 15 years.
Yeah, but I wonder if they'll just make it available to purchase and download and then kind of go back into the vault. Because I read the article, too, and it said...
We have to be honest. When we originally said that, that was just a money grab.
Well, it was definitely because I mean, it would cause a panic for people to go out and buy all this stuff.
And they would, and Kathy. They would. You remember the numbers for these when they'd announce these various Disney movies going into the quote unquote vault? Mm-hmm. They would skyrocket in sales.
Yeah, Iger didn't specify if the vault strategy would still be utilized for home release.
That's the door of the vault.
Disney Plus, which is set to launch some point this year, will primarily feature films and television series from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Lucasfilm's Star Wars franchise, all of which are owned by the Walt Disney Company, and content from National Geographic will eventually be offered pending Disney's acquisition of 21st Century Fox, which operates National Geographic's cable network as a joint venture with the National Geographic Society.
So I wouldn't... All the stuff that's there will also be available on, like, Apple TV and, you know, other services where if you desperately want to see a movie, you just won't have that part of your membership. You'd get it with the streaming cost that you do on Netflix. Oh, look what's here. I mean, look at all they own. Look at how much of pop culture is under that Disney banner, that app site. So Netflix is a juggernaut now. It's just untouchable. Disney's going to provide a fairly formidable challenge to that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if eventually these, you know, titles that you're saying that will be on Apple and some of the other things, eventually do they tighten the strings on that and make it exclusive to their service? Wow.
Then, yeah.
You know, you're talking Pixar and Star Wars and Marvel, man.
Sure.
Yep.
Disney's slate of 2019 theatrical releases begin with Captain Marvel, and that will debut on Disney Plus after the run in theaters. So that's where you'll be able to see it.
And then Easter Bunny.
And then Disney is also developing original films and series that will make their debut on Disney Plus. Projects already announced include a remake of Lady and the Tramp. And a High School Musical television series, and
a crime drama called Perp on the Perch.
No, then there's doing The Mandalorian, which is a Star Wars live action series.
Yeah, Jon Favreau is involved with that one, and the guy that we've been talking about lately, Preston, who was in, Game of Thrones, that played. He's a Hispanic actor, Pedro Pascal. Yeah.
He played Oberyn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's in The Mandalorian. And it's a bounty hunter story that's apparently related to Boba Fett, but not Boba Fett. Kind of looks like him.
Boba Fett's cousin?
Andrew Fett.
Wow.
Andy Fett.
Andy Fett.
Yeah. You know.
So that's a juggernaut, man. But they're apparently going to release all that vaulted stuff. And that might be the grab that people, you know, that they're looking for from people.
I remember, I forget what comedian did a whole bit about this vault that, you know, and this whole concept of the vault. It just simply meant that they had suspended sales on those things.
Yeah.
It was like some Carlsbad Cavern cave where are being stored.
My mother-in-law had invested so much of her time and then money into getting these VHSs. In preparation for grandkids and all that, and now like nobody watches. People don't even watch DVDs or Blu-rays anymore.
I do Blu-rays a lot because of the collector stuff, and there's these special bizarre things that you can't find in other ways. But even now, you know, if you put on a Blu-ray or a 4K Blu-ray of a movie that you really love, and you watch it streaming on Apple TV, I can tell a difference, but it's not dramatic.
Yeah, my brother has the collector's edition of all the Disney movies. He'll keep them, the DVDs. Yeah, he has like a whole bookshelf filled with all the Disney movies. So I don't know if they'll be worth something someday.
Does he pull them
out
and watch them?
He'll watch them occasionally. It's Christopher. He loves every film, whether it's a kid's movie or, you know, something else. But yeah, he collects them.
I have one other quick story to run by.
Please.
And then we're going to have to take a break. But this is this happened over the weekend, so... I figured it was worth mentioning. Now, the last surviving daughter of Babe Ruth, Julia Ruth Stevens, died on Saturday. She was 102.
102. Wow. So I was watching video of her being interviewed about 2 or 3 years ago. So what was she? She was, 99, or at least 99 or 100. She was as lucid.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. And she was a big ambassador for her father's legacy.
Yeah. She died on Saturday. She was 102. She wrote 3 books about her father and was a guardian of his legacy for decades into her 90s. including throwing out first pitches at baseball games across the country.
She did that about 7 years ago, and her arm came off.
Wow. She would go to the Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremonies in Cooperstown, and she appeared at the annual Babe Ruth Little League World Series. She was 12 years old when she was adopted by Ruth, so she was an adopted daughter, when he married her mother, Claire Hodgson. Oh, okay. So I gotcha. Dorothy Ruth Pironi was her, I guess her last name, was also adopted by Ruth during his previous marriage. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Dorothy was somebody else. I don't know who that. Well, I don't know what you want from me.
So in his first.
Sam's got to go.
What am I? He adopted somebody
what
else.
What am I, a biographer of Babe Ruth? Get off my back.
They adopted a daughter, Babe, and his first wife, Helen.
Yeah.
And her name was Dorothy. But Helen, Babe Ruth's first wife, died in a house fire in 1929. And then a few months later, Babe married a second person, and that was Claire, and that was the mother of this person that you're talking about that just passed away.
You guys ever been to Cooperstown?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I have.
And pretty cool?
It's great. I mean, it's a really cool town in and of itself. If you're at all into the history of baseball, obviously it's a mecca for it, but it's also just a cool glimpse into Americana, and they have a ton of baseball movies housed in the into the shrine in the Hall of Fame. So it's well worth the visit.
You know, a lot of people forget that Babe Ruth plays himself in the Gary Cooper film.
Forgot what it was.
Pride of the Yankees.
Pride of the Yankees. Yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't mind getting to Cooperstown. I like baseball. I'm not a Mondo fan, but I want to try to get to more museums and things like
that. It's a really pretty part of the country anyway, you know, up in that part of New York. And so don't go in the winter because it's miserable then. But if you go in the summer, it's a nice place to visit.
Okay. Well, she was 102, lived a hell of a life, and related to possibly the greatest
What did she pass from? She climbing El Capitan?
Yeah, I think she was free soloing El Capitan.
This was a mistake.
Well, she was motivated.
She
was motivated by the movie.
Yeah.
And didn't realize that she wasn't.
It looked so easy in the film.
She wasn't really qualified.
Climbing was actually she fell getting out of the car.
I think having a film crew there.
She never made it.
Preston. All her climbing spikes had tennis balls on the end of them.
Well, you know, you get certain considerations.
I don't want to fall.
Daddy.
Rest in peace.
Julie Ruth Stevens.
God. We've lost so many to that mountain. It's brutal. Why does it claim so many senior citizens?
Wouldn't it be great if you were falling that it actually did sound like...
I would love it. You know, think of the genius behind that. You know, how did they arrive at those sounds? The Warner Brothers.
I think they got it from. There used to be, you know, bombs would make that sound.
Yeah, like that sort of sound.
When,
but
when they would
the whole thing, and they but they had to create all that.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I watched a cool little. I wouldn't call it necessarily a documentary, but it was documentary-like on how they make sound effects for certain movies. And if you remember Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs, that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a scene where I guess it's meat is coming down and landing on a deck somewhere. And what they use is just wet rags.
Yeah.
There's
and
a just, name yeah. for that specific occupation.
Yeah.
And I forgot.
It's, they are, God damn it.
It's a very specific name.
Nick Murphy,
what is it?
He's coming in.
He's running. Nick Murphy will let us know. It's pretty.
They're Foley artists.
Foley artists. Okay.
Is that right, Nick Murphy?
Hang on a second here. What's that?
It's Foley artists.
Yes.
There's some really cool ones. There's a guy, Ben Burt. He's a sound designer. He invented the lightsaber sound.
Yeah. I got a book by Ben Burt Chuck gave me a few years ago. And it's an audio book of all Star Wars sounds. But he created so many of those. It's really impressive.
Or the TIE fighters where the lions
were like slow down lions.
I have a great idea. I'm sorry.
It
just came to me. We'll have to plan this out ahead of time. You make a noise, and we try to figure out what you're trying to. Because if I were to go...
Yeah. Kathy's vibrating.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Would you think it's a lightsaber or a vibrator?
I want you to have this. It was your father's. It belonged to a radio star named Kathy Romano. This is much more elegant than a light blaster. It's a vibrator.
More compact than a fleshlight.
This is a weapon? No, but sit on it. You'll enjoy it.
That's what we got to do.
Exactly.
All right. I'm gonna think about that. Sound effects that you make with your mouth.
And wasn't
Don't
the...
Don't tell us what you're making, the effect you're making. We could take some calls on that. That's
yes.
what we're going to have to do.
Okay. We should do that. The sound, Nick Murphy, if I'm correct, for the high-tension cables, the stabilizing cables, they beat on it.
Yeah, they hit them with a they put like a guitar pickup thing and then like hit it, and that's what they make like the blaster sound.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? When it's I was really a awesome. Kid, I found out you could make that sound by using a slinky.
Yes.
Because I would hang, we had an open floor second story in our house, and I would hold it all the way down, and if you would like... flick it would go it would reverberate wow. up and down. It would go whimming, whimming. It would
yeah,
make this blaster type sound.
Anytime there's like a cable snapping, they use that for that, like the hanging on a cable thing. Or like Ben Burtt did for the Holy Grail, like opening that, he used like his toilet lid in his bathroom to make that sound coming across. And like he's like, the big one was like snakes. He's like, snakes don't make a sound, right?
Yeah. So this is Preston, your sound effects so library.
He did Plague. Like
Continue.
He did like a casserole and just put his fingers in there, moved it around, and that's how the snakes sound like now.
Interesting.
Could you imagine Star Wars with these sound effects where the door opens up?
Plague you.
And then you may file when ready.
I think Murph's got to do that. So when that door opens up and Darth Vader walks through,
wait, yeah.
it's like a
plague. Plague him. Plague him. All right. Interesting. Listen, I've been told we got to take
a
break.
We really Why? Do.
Like, we're really making breakthroughs here.
No, we got to take a break. We'll come back in a little bit. But that's a contest sometime in the very near future. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us, my friend.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or bizarre files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.